I'm joined in the studio by Phil and Mia from the band Mia, Brooks and the Swans. They join us now. Good afternoon, both of you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
That's my pleasure. How are you?
Hot, like everyone.
Brilliant. Can't get better than this for me. The hotter the better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is the fan working well for you?
Thank you. Yes, it is. Lovely. Good. Have you got a bowl for my feet as well? Cold water.
I'll sort that out
for you.
Thank you. Actually, that is one of the things. I saw that this morning in terms of school children putting their feet in bowls classrooms.
Really?
To help them cool down.
I love that idea.
And Mia, you said to me just now before we came on air,
a
top tip in terms of...
Oh, my top tip?
Yes.
About the wrists?
Yes. Go on.
You didn't know it?
No.
Yeah, put your wrists under really cold water.
Yeah.
And because your veins are there, it cools the blood down and goes all up your arms. And yeah.
See?
Yeah. You used to be able to get roll-on things. You probably still can.
Yeah.
And it just puts icy on your wrists.
Okay. And it helps cool down.
Top tip of the day.
Top tip of the day. Thank you, Mia.
Keep you cool.
Okay, yeah. So...
Music.
Other than health tips... you are here... So you're a local band, reformed from 25 years ago.
Oh, yes.
And reinventing all of the original music. Their tagline, much like mine, is we are trying to prove that even though we are a little bit older, age shouldn't matter in music. In fact, it just gets better.
Yes.
So.
Older, not old.
No, exactly.
Exactly.
So, formed 25 years ago. What's your backstory, Mia?
We used to be called the River Swans. I wanted to join a band, and I knew the guy downstairs from me. His apartment was in a band, so I used to sing very loudly on the veranda to see if I can get in his band. And they came up to me, Phil and this guy, and said, would you like to join the band? So, win. I joined their band. And it was, come on, Phil.
No.
Come on, Phil.
So it's so long ago.
So how many years are we talking? 25
well,
years ago?
No, I met Steve and Sam, the bass player and the drummer, in 1991. And we were in and out of certain little bands. And at the mid-90s, about 96, I said, let's do some original stuff. And so we did that. And Steve, the bass player, great singer, he fronted the band. And a couple of years later, we said... should we get someone else in? And that's when Justine started singing on her balcony, and off we go.
Who's Justin?
Justin.
Justin. Yeah.
Alter egos.
Okay. Phil, you let it slip.
No, that's fine. So I am Justine. That is my name. Okay. But at the moment, today, right now, and whenever my red lipstick is on, I am Mia Brooks.
So where did Mia come from?
It's just a childhood thing, a name that I just used to dream up. You know when you're a little kid and you just want to be a star and you pretend to do the autographs?
Yep.
I always signed everything Mia Brooks and I used to practice doing it.
Bless.
So,
okay.
So we've reinvented.
Yes. So reinvented. So what were you doing 25 years ago in terms of when you started? What sort of music were you performing back when you first got going?
It was punky, wasn't it? And...
It was. I think it was the type of music that was around at the time, the typical Oasis, that sort of aggressive-y rock, but with a punk edge, with a female singer. Fortunate.
Bit like No Doubt, that type of thing. Mm. Yeah.
And we were fortunate enough to have a small record deal, but with a large distribution company with Universal. And unfortunately, it didn't work out for us at the time. But we had some great songs.
That's due to other reasons that we really can't go into right now because we haven't got time.
No, that's fine.
And we all just sort of meandered off. The band just sort of went its separate ways.
Well, Phil and I got together, by the way. So we are actually married now.
Oh, well,
and
okay.
So we got together and we had a couple of kids and just kind of we all went around kind of separate ways. And then about how long ago?
I think it was about... We've all stayed in touch, but we've never played together since.
Right.
And we just said, should we go for a curry? And we said, yeah, let's do curry.
As you do.
Got a bit curry.
And we just thought, we should do something again. And we got a studio at home. So we got together in the studio, and it was just like we had played last week.
Wow. Yeah.
And it was 20 years ago plus.
Okay.
And we said, no, this is too good to waste. So we took the songs, we've reworked them with a producer in Germany, Steve Shad, was absolutely great, and he's worked this, and we transfer files back across the ether, and we record at home, and he does stuff in Germany, and we're coming up with the songs, and we're reinventing the songs slightly.
So what you do is original music, it's not covers.
Exactly.
Oh, it's all our own stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's important to know, because I know there are so many bands out there that do covers, and they reinvent themselves, but they cover other people's songs. So everything that you do is written by both of you? Who's the songwriter?
Steve writes most of the songs. Okay. I write some of the songs. Steve's a great songwriter and lyricist and great singer.
Within the Dark?
I wrote Within the Dark.
And Too Late for Surrender. So the first two songs that Mia and the Swans have released, Phil wrote.
So who else is in the band? So obviously there's Mia and you, Phil. So
Steve, who plays bass, and there's Sam on drums.
Okay. Yeah. So just the four of you?
Yeah.
Just the four of us.
Okay.
Exactly as it was back in 1997.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And it still sounds good. It probably sounds better, in our opinion. We're wiser.
Well, I think
slightly
that's
older,
with
slightly
age,
grayer.
Isn't it? Maturity.
You do. You get better.
And you get better. And you have less inhibitions, I guess, as you get older, in terms of you know what you want to do.
Yeah.
And you know what the sound should be for your audience as well.
So. I think we've also learnt that do what you want, not what someone tells you. And we were very easily led back in our 20s by other labels, other venues, you should do this, you should do that. And now it's down to us to make some decisions. It's us to say, no, we're going to do this, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
And as you get older, you've got a few extra pounds in your pocket, perhaps,
yes,
and you're able to fund things
and
properly. And that's, you know, I think because we're now in that situation, going back to the tagline that you initially mentioned, so many bands are looking at social media thinking, we need to be like that, we need to be like that, we need to sound like her,
well,
be like
exactly
him.
So,
and we're saying, we're just, you know, gesticulating.
Sorry, Christy, as you can see, I'm the quiet one, you know.
I think it's passion. I think it's passion for
other
music.
Than when you lead the vocals on the song.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, spot on.
So how have things changed in 25 years in terms of the onset of social media, streaming, Spotify? Yeah. Is it good or bad, indifferent?
It's exhausting. There's so much more to do, Chris. So much more to do. You know, we used to just go and gig. And that was it. But on the other flip side, it's brilliant because you get the exposure. You can get yourself out there to so many more people, can't you?
We're able to speak to venues via email rather than constantly putting 5p's in the meter box, if people are old and listen to putting that.
So how did it work? So for our listeners this afternoon, so let's go back 25 years when you first started. So you had your gigs. How did that work in terms of getting a record released, or how did it work compared to now?
Well, my dad was in the industry, so he's a singer-songwriter, and then he owned his own little record company. And so he got us the deal, he took us on, and we recorded an album called Horizontal, which you can... Can you still buy that?
Yeah, I think there's people selling it on eBay.
Yeah.
CDs, by the way.
You still get that on eBay.
Of course.
Basically
now compared to 25 years ago, so now we've got social media, we've got streaming. So do you find it, I know you've said, Mia, it was more complicated in terms of what you have to do when you release music. Is that more difficult than it was 25 years ago when you just had to go to a recording studio, or is it easier?
I think it's both. It's easier to record because we can do it pretty much without going into a studio.
Yep.
If you've got some decent equipment at home, you can make some pretty good records. And talking to people is easier. Talking to, you know, communicating on social media, emails, you didn't have to sort of say, pick up the phone, I was not in today. You can put yourself out there, but so can everyone else. So it's a much more crowded field,
so
but you can still put yourself out there.
So in terms of competition, Is that worse or better?
We have this competition.
Of course you do.
No, it's...
Well, we've only just begun. We've only just begun, really.
Going back to it, yeah.
Doing Mia, so... we're going to have to let you know. We're going out there. We've got a gig soon at the Forum in Tunbridge Wells.
Okay.
We've got a gig in London, and we're just supporting other acts who are probably a bit younger than us, maybe.
They're going to be younger than us.
So, but I don't see that's a problem. And
no,
maybe we'll come back in 6 months and we can let you know how we're getting on.
Even sooner.
Yes. Even sooner.
It's a slow burn. And even though you can get a viral hit, I don't think in this crowded marketplace of Spotify and Apple Music you'll get that. Unless you're picked up by someone just completely randomly who likes your song, it's very hard.
There was luck involved 25 years ago, and there's still luck involved now, isn't there?
I think that's the same with all industries, whether with social media or not. It is luck and also hard work.
Yes, and not giving up.
Right? And also it's more down to the fact that when you have a few years under your belt, you also have the experience of A, taking a knock, and B, sort of saying, you're not for us still, thank you.
But yes.
I just want to say, the good thing with Phil is that he's got a lot of time on his hands, and he really is going for the all the technical stuff, so he's doing all the online social media.
Yeah,
it's all, you're really good at it
as well. It's still self-contained.
So.
We still haven't got a team of people doing it for us, but you still have to put
no,
in
but then you have to pay people money to do it, don't you? So if you can do as much as you can yourself, then you can save money as well. So.
Yeah.
So beginning your new chapter, the debut single was Too Late for Surrender. And you've got a new single out, which we're going to play in a minute,
Within
the Dark. So the background to the lyrics, so in terms of writing and the lyrics, Phil?
Well...
They're quite sad lyrics, aren't they, really?
They are sad lyrics. It was about, like all songs, breakups. And when you sort of listen to the lyrics, they're... I do write quite openly, and you can... It's heart on your sleeve sort of lyrics. They're not abstract at all. But sometimes people can resonate with that. They go, I get what that guy's going through, because I went through that 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So the Too Late for Surrender was an angry song.
Right.
This one's more of a, I'm an upset song.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I listened to it this morning, and the lyrics are amazing.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
But coming up with lyrics, it must be, is it easy or is it difficult to, depending on your mood on the day?
I've written a song in 20 minutes.
Okay.
Because it just I know it's a cliche, and people have said it numerous times all over the world for decades. Sometimes the lyrics just fall onto the paper.
Mm.
And I don't know where they come from. But some songs you sit there and you go, I love that, I hate that, I love that bit, they're just not working.
Yeah.
And you can bat them around for months.
That must be like a poet or someone that writes stories, or it just either it's there or it's not.
Yeah.
But there's also stuff that you've written that I have said, you know, I'm not singing that.
So does that happen sometimes?
It does,
and we have to change the lyrics around a bit.
Okay.
Because I don't like kind of to sing victim songs, if you like.
Right.
I just like to be the strong winner of all the songs that I sing.
Yeah.
I never write a sad song. Sing a sad song that's, you know, kind of, oh, what am I going to do with myself? You know, I'm going to...
So does that change the way you sing a song, depending on the lyrics, in terms of whether it's upbeat, happy, sad?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can put your mind in that mindset when you sing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Versatility is what you need.
Yes. We're actually quite fortunate having a studio at home. A lot of musicians do. They can record at home.
Mm.
There's no time constraints if the clock's running and it's costing you.
Yep.
25 years ago, when we were in the studio, it's just like, wow, it's £500 a day, this studio.
Completely.
You've
different.
Got to get this right within the next hour. And it puts pressure on. And you may not get the end result. Now, it's perfect. You can go, I don't like that line. Well, let's re-sing it.
Yeah.
And you can do it 20 times until you get the right take. And especially if you're singing a song that is a challenging lyric to get out of the mouth, not necessarily the subject. Because sometimes words don't flow as well as they can.
It's like the gig we're doing on the Forum on next Monday. The half hour that we're doing is full on, Chris. Like, full on.
Mm.
You know.
There's no let up.
I think it's going to be really good fun.
And we are, and we will be the youngest.
Have we got aircon in the forum?
I hope so.
Yes, hope so. Hopefully it'll be a little bit cooler by then.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you both so much for coming in. So, download, streaming, website. Have you got a website?
Yes.
We don't use the website. People don't necessarily use websites these days. There's a lot of Facebook, Instagram TikTok, obviously Spotify. We are new to this. We are steadily growing organically. I know you can pay to get your numbers high, but we're trying to do this organically.
Yeah.
So
if people log in on social media, they just log in and Mia Brooks and the Swans.
Mia Brooks and the Swans.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Perfect.
Play the singles.
Okay, let's hear the song.
Thank you.
Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having
Take
us
Take care and come
Thanks,
back.
Chris.
We'd love to.
We'll come and do an acoustic session.
Yes. Oh, that'll be amazing.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Give me eyes and give me sight for the first time.